paintings and drawings. And another kind of books, like a traveling or history. But this kind of book I read in Chinese. And the third sort of books, I just read, for example, I checked out Phantom Opera.
Oh, Phantom of the Opera. Yep, yep.
In English.
Okay.
And get the Chinese book as well.
Okay.
And just read in contrast.
Okay.
Even the publisher, DK publisher, I even read some books, just borrowed the two books in English and in Chinese.
Oh, so you do both at the same time. That's great.
But it's so helpful for me to read, understand, to understand the English deeply. That's all my story.
Oh, that's so nice. That's such a great story. I felt that you felt that this place could help you in so many ways. And that's such a nice story, because you don't hear it too often, and it's something sometimes people take for granted what libraries can do. So it's more than just books sometimes.
People can elaborate their skill and to find the new resource here. One day I saw a group of learner, ESL learner, going down the basement and then have a tour here.
Oh, yes.
So
yes,
when
yes.
I saw that picture, I realized, oh, it's just like over 10 years ago.
That's how you felt.
Yeah, I was there. Oh. Just like appreciation. Yeah. I think a library can empower people.